Welcome to Reaching Out Ministries. We would like to thank you for joining us for this week's program with Pastor Dave Waldner as he continues to preach the gospel. We invite you to listen to the Word of God presented in word and in song.
Distressed and downhearted because of my sin, longing for heaven, but unworthy to go in. But one who was worthy shed his blood on Calvary. Satan shouted guilty, but Jesus cried redeemed.
What's happening in the Middle East. They're scared of what's happening in Toronto, in the big cities of the States, where Hamas is being lifted up and the signs appear everywhere with the swastikas that Jews go home or Jews should be killed. Sorry, the Jew is going to outlast every nation. That's it. They are God's chosen people, and God made a covenant with Abraham. They're gonna last. They're gonna persevere. And God gives that nation the grace to persevere regardless how they are. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars, rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. I've studied a little bit about people who come and say, I am the Christ. Indonesia, there's a guy who claims to be Christ. And he's got a following. And it's big not only Indonesia, all over America, all over Canada. And when they get up to sing those spirituals, they can sing beautiful. Their women are always dressed in nice white gowns. They can sing beautifully. And they praise him. There is another one in Florida who calls himself Jesus. And he's got a huge following. And they say, I'm Jesus. I was sent by God in those last days. I am Jesus. There was one in Russia, but he's in prison now for preaching. He didn't believe in communists, so off to jail they took him. Hallelujah. And he was big. People believed him. Can you imagine? They run after him, and they ogle. Oh, look at him. I just was 10 feet from him, and I felt so good. Oh, you would like to hit those people. If Jesus would come, you'd know it. You wouldn't only feel good. You'd be shouting or crying, one of the two. Hallelujah. Matthew 24, verse 7. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. We're seeing it, nation against nation. Today, when you study the Middle East, oh boy, is it lining up. We can see it. Fighting, everybody's getting ready for war. Everybody's arming himself to the teeth. They could destroy the earth 10 times over if they wanted to. There shall be famines. Look what you're trying to do. They're trying to poison you while you eat. That's famine. Famines. And in some parts of the country, there's nothing. So, in North America, everybody's fat. Why? Because they inbred or they somehow made your food so that it produced this. And at the same time, they put in enough stuff to slowly poison you. That means you're in a famine. You just study that stuff and your hair will stand up. Don't be afraid of it. I usually, when I eat, I say, Lord, thank you for this deer steak. At least it has pretty good food. This beef, too, it kind of sifted through the impurities, and we eat the beef. But the grain and stuff like that, they've all been infiltrated already, and we have to be careful not to overeat with that stuff. He said, earthquakes, pestilences. Have we lately seen a pestilence? I lived through one. I know what it's like. And we see people dying. Those who took the shot, if they had had some cancer or some disease somewhere years ago, it pops up. And their own doctors prophesied of that. And it is happening. I can assure you of that. He said, I'm not too worried about the coronavirus. I'm worried about all the cancer and all the heart attacks and all that stuff that's going to pop up once they take that booster shot or that shot they want to call, whatever they call it. I call it the devil's tool. So, these are the beginnings of sorrows. This is what Jesus prophesied. God is giving us a taste of what will truly happen. Mind you, that's only a taste of what truly will happen. What truly will happen, you only want to taste it. You don't want to live through it. You don't want to eat it because it's going to be awful. And I'm going to get to that one of these Sundays. It's coming up in my messages. In Matthew 24, verse 11, many false prophets shall arise, shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. When ever in history have you read when women give up their kids, their unborn babies, to be slaughtered by the millions? They were being brainwashed by false prophets in the schools. It's only a blob of tissue, they scream out. Well, what are you made of? A blob of tissue, of course. But you became alive. You were born. Those false prophets have been very, very busy for the last 50 years. And the young people are the result of what we're seeing. It's the brainwashing, transgenderism, all that stuff. JLBQTYZ, that's what they'll end up with. A big Z, a big finish if they don't change. They listen to the false prophets. Where are the false prophets? Not only in the schools, they're in government. They're everywhere. I always thought a false prophet can only be in a church. If they preach against Jesus, of course they're false prophets. But don't call them false prophets if they preach Jesus. They might be in error in something, but if they preach Jesus, they're on the right track. They at least will lead people to Christ. But the horror of the false prophets that we're seeing all over the world is unimaginable. We can see it. It's in front of our little iPhones or whatever these things are called. Hallelujah. John Hagee said today, if I don't see another one in my life, I'll be happy. Why? Because he knows what it's doing to young people. One time I watched a video, you will not believe that. That was somewhere in California. This guy was going alone, playing with his phone, looking, and the bear comes around the corner. The bear didn't notice him because he was sniffing on the ground. He didn't notice the bear till they almost bumped together. And then they both had, both in different directions. And I said, that's what this is coming to? Oh, it's going to get worse. Never mind bears. You're going to be talking to demons. That's what it's set up for. You'll be talking to demons on those things. It's called already smart phones. It's awful what's coming down the pipe. So the love of many shall wax cold. Okay. Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for the witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. By the grace of God, this helps to preach the gospel in all the world. Everybody has heard the gospel already, but God is going to preach it through some means all the way to the end. The gospel has to be preached. People have to understand, or else it wouldn't be fair. You go to hell because you did not believe. Well, what should I believe in? Before I became a Christian, I was preached to all every Sunday, every day. But nobody ever talked to me about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Yes, I heard the Bible, but I never heard the gospel. And God, to send me to hell that way, No. He said, Dave, I'll make sure that you have a choice, and you better make the right choice. And I said, yes, Lord, I will make the right choice. Have you made the right choice? You listening by the internet, it's very critical because we are fast running out of time. Jesus is about to come back. So in Matthew 24, verse 42, watch you therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. Be ready, young kids. Talk to Jesus. Tell him you don't want to go to hell. Tell him you want to go to heaven, and God will open your eyes. He will make sure that you get into heaven. The prodigal son, he left his father. He ran away. He spent all the money on whatever he could. And he came back stinking like a pig. What did the father do? That's what you deserve? No, that's not what he said. He ran to him from a half a mile off and grabbed him and said, I'm glad you're home. And that's what our God will do if we turn to him. He's not going to chase you. He's going to welcome you. But there's only one chance. That's this side of eternity. So turn to him today. Don't give the devil another minute. Turn to him today. Give him your life, your heart, and God will bless you. Now listen to this. Matthew 24, verse 7, that's in closing. I hope God is speaking to you. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What does he mean by also? Many, many people who preach the gospel, who preach eschatology or end times, miss that word. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The also means this. There's a coming at the end when Jesus will come back just like he promised the disciples. The way you saw him going up, that's the way I'm coming back. Right to this mountain here, I'll be coming back. And hallelujah, I'll be with him. But there's another coming. Also, it says, for as the days of Noah were, that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. What does that look like? That kind of looks like today. Everyday life. Eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. Everyday life. That's what it's saying. Nothing bad about it. Eating, drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. That's what people do all the time. And then it says, until the day Noah entered into the ark. Now that's the catch. That's what will happen. It will go on as usual. Then one day God will say, come up hither. And there's only a type of people that will hear that voice. And that's those who've given their lives to Jesus. And they'll be gone. They'll be lifted up from the earth, just like Noah was lifted up. Until the Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took it all away. So shall also, again, be, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I could give you a 10-hour sermon on the also, and it's a good sermon. How Jesus comes back for us. It's gonna be a glorious day. I don't care what people say. they will not rob me of that blessed hope. God told me to wait for Christ, not for the Antichrist. Hallelujah. And I'm waiting for him. He's the blessed hope that the scripture is talking about. And once he comes back, hallelujah, our troubles are over. Party time has begun. Guys, you should sing that. When the party for this world is over, celebration for the saints just started. And it's going to last how long? Give me the answer, guys. How long will it last? Forever. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you.
And we can hear his voice.
you for your prayers and support as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. If you would like to get in touch with us here at Reaching Out Ministries, you can write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. That's Reaching Out Ministries at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Reaching Out Ministries, for all our services. For the music on this program, you can also write to us for more information, or you can follow the Wellman Family Singers on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and all other platforms. Thank you for your support. May God richly bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. A precious jewel, Lord, to be